week's national interest raises a complex but important question. Is India headed for a period of fractured interstate and center-state relations because of our bitter, contentious politics? I wanted to say broken, but deliberately I'm not saying broken because differences are also a part of politics. Now, it may not seem so if you just look at the central reality of a leader with overwhelming popularity like Narendra Modi ruling at Delhi. But then some data and some facts emerge that raise the red flag for us. And what are these and what does it mean? So see the latest India Today Mood of the Nation poll. On the surface, it's humdrum. It's more of the same. If anything, the one striking point in the last edition, which showed Narendra Modi's own popularity as the best choice
Prime Minister,
fall to 24%. It was still the highest in the country, but 24% was very low. That's now gone back up to 53, which used to be like the old normal in our politics. And that is now back. At this point, with 53% affirmative rating, he has a gap of 46% between himself and the next challenger, that is Rahul Gandhi, at around 7%. So how can there be any speculation or talk or analysis pointing to any center state or state versus state fractures in our polity? See the latest India Today Mood of the Nation poll, for example. On the surface, it's humdrum, definitely compared to the last one in August last year. That pointed to growing popular stress. It had come just after the second wave of coronavirus. It pointed to growing popular stress and a steep decline in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's popularity to just 24%. It was still the highest in the country, but 24% for an incumbent Prime Minister was very low. There, as they would say in the stock market talk or stock market language, a sharp correction has been applied, although on the upside. Usually they say correction on the downside. It has gone up. His affirmative rating has gone up to the old familiar of 53%, widening the gap to 46% between him and the leader who comes next. That is Rahul Gandhi. So it's a very large margin. Rahul Gandhi gets only 7%. The rest of the political data is in the same direction, pointing to a strengthening of Modi's popularity and BJP. It also gives BJP almost a majority, 271 if elections were to be held today. In fact, if anything, discounting to setbacks to Modi in the last August 2021 poll, we could say that our politics is back to the old normal. So what are we talking about? Isn't it a yawn? But it isn't. If we look a little bit deeper, if we delve deeper, we can find the odd nugget. For us, it's the popularity of chief ministers in their own respective states. Nationally, the poll tells you that Yogi Adityanath is the most popular chief minister across the country, right? But that can be misleading because it doesn't mean he's the most popular of all chief ministers within their own states. It's just that the base effect comes in because UP has that many more people reporting in this poll. When it comes to popularity of chief ministers within the respective states that they are ruling, that's where we come up with some surprises. In fact, if we look at those rankings, Yogi Adityanath does not feature even in the top 9. Even if he was number 10, I'm quite sure the magazine would have made the list to up to number 10 because Yogi Adityanath is too heavy a name not to be missed. Also in the digital world, it's a very heavyweight keyword as well. So why miss it? So obviously, he doesn't make it to number 10 also. The magazine, however, says, and in fairness, we must mention, the magazine says they are only counting those chief ministers whose popularity is above the net average of all chief ministers at 43%. So the 9 of them come at above 43%. In the top 9, the only BJP chief minister who features is Himanta Biswa Sarma in Assam. No other BJP chief minister features in the top 9. And he also features at number 7 with 57% popularity rating. Compare that with Naveen Patnaik at the top with 71.1% in Odisha. Mamata Banerjee just a little bit behind him at 69.9, that's almost 70%. M.K. Stalin and Uddhav Thackeray and Pinarayi Vijayan in the 60s, then Arvind Kejriwal at 57.9, almost 58. While at number 8 and 9 are Congress Chief Ministers Bhupesh Baghel and Ashok Gehlot, we need to underline the fact that even Himanta Biswa Sarma is a latter-day import into the BJP from Congress party. No original BJP leader who's risen through the RSS nursery or through its system ranks among the most popular chief ministers in their own states today. So you see how this is working. Modi very popular in the same states. Chief minister, if he is from his own party, is not popular, not that popular. So that is a very important pointer. So here is the contradiction, as I just explained to you. Narendra Modi is way more popular than before. This poll still gives his party a near majority of 271 Lok Sabha seats and his NDA yet other majority, right? 298, very comfortable. Yet while his party has CMs, chief ministers of its own, in 12 states, none of his chief ministers except one import goes past the qualifying mark. In fact, I may also mention to you that Nitish Kumar, who's not from the BJP, he's from NDA. Usually he's been reported as being quite popular in the state. In fact, his entire ticket to his politics is that his brand is needed to win elections in the state. He does not feature in the top 9 as well. The obvious conclusion from this is that the BJP vote now is mostly for Narendra Modi. And as we have noted before, he isn't able to translate the same popular sway into votes for his state leaders. We've seen that happening state after state after state. We need to dig deeper now to understand some serious implications of this for our politics and governance, especially as just this Friday, as this column was being written, another set of data has been released by World Economic Forum at Davos. In fact, it's its widely quoted and respected annual Global Risks Report. This is for 2022. Now, World Economic Forum reports are put together every year based on a survey of at least 1,000 leaders in various fields across the world. Check out the ranking of risks by country. Of course, if you look at overall risks, the only highlight is that the top 5 risks for the world, by and large, come from climate change and environmental issues. They don't matter so much to domestic politics in India. But when you go to the list of the countries and the ranking of risks for each country, what stands out that the topmost risk for India is fractured interstate relations. So we are also extrapolating, we are taking the liberty of extrapolating that also to mean fractured center-state relations. So center-state relations and also interstate relations as in between states run by the BJP chief ministers and states run by the anti-BJP chief ministers. Again, if you look at this list, we don't see such a risk factor for any other major nation, at least not on the top of the risk hierarchy anyway. Now, read this with that India Today data on the popularity of the chief ministers in their states. Narendra Modi may be overwhelmingly popular nationally, but look, many of his regional opponents are even more popular in their own states. Also, a lot of Narendra Modi's popularity is concentrated in some states, mostly the Hindi heartland states, Gujarat and Maharashtra. In Maharashtra, in fact, he is, according to this India Today survey, he's in some trouble in Maharashtra. So he will lose seats in Maharashtra because MBA, if it stays together, will win a lot of seats in that state, according to this survey. Nevertheless, his popularity mostly is in the Hindi heartland and Gujarat and Maharashtra. So Narendra Modi may be overwhelmingly popular nationally, but look, many of his regional opponents are even more popular in their own states. His own chief ministers, barring one, that is Himanta Biswa, who's an import, his own chief ministers, barring one, do not even make the qualifying mark of 43%. Not even a figure as formidable as Yogi Adityanath. He and his party are at odds with almost all these popular chief ministers. I mean, Narendra Modi and his party are at odds with almost all these popular chief ministers and their parties. In most cases, the personal equation is also broken. the BJP and these chief ministers and their parties routinely trade abuses. This center long denied the Indira Rajiv era power of Article 356, desperately employs the muscle power of the central agencies. But by now, these are losing oomph because of overuse. At least two chief ministers, Mamata Banerjee and Uddhav Thackeray, have already demonstrated that the states can also pay back in kind using their own police and agencies. Now, the anti-corruption bureau of Stalin's Tamil Nadu police also is moving against BJP allies AIADMK's. In the not so unlikely event of Aam Aadmi Party winning Punjab, that space also would need watching, because then for the first time, Arvind Kejriwal will also have a police force with him, which he doesn't in Delhi. The most popular national leader in the country's history in two generations is expanding a style of governance that is presidential by the day. At the same time, his inability to win so many states and the humongous popularity his rivals enjoy there is pushing Indian politics in a more robustly federal direction. This is the contradiction between governance and politics. Our governance is becoming more and more centralized and presidential. Our politics is becoming more and more federal. Implications won't just be over Narendra Modi's ability to push his welfare schemes as he centralizes them almost entirely. It has already begun to bedevil the quality of governance and shaking some institutions. The pushback from many of the states to his latest order to assume sweeping powers over the requisitioning of All India Service officers from the states is only the latest example. Some border states are already in Supreme Court challenging his central government's order expanding the jurisdiction of the BSF in border areas. Many states have also fought back over centralized orders over vaccinations and pandemic control. The challenge it presents Modi is simply that his overwhelming popularity does not translate seamlessly into total power. That's why his presidential style now is being challenged. When he moved in this direction, the facts on the ground were different. Until March of 2018, and I pick up an article from Indian Express which has this data, until March of 2018, when he was still in his first term, his party ruled 21 states. And 71% of India's people lived in these 21 states. Now, the states are down to 17 and only 49% of Indians live there. That is the numerical reality that is buttressing the political one today. So what can Modi do? It will be uncharacteristic for Modi to reach out to adversarial state leaders. That's not his style and that is contrary to his politics. Yet, even if the BJP does brilliantly in these coming elections in five states, the best they can do is retain their states. They cannot win even one more additional state. With BJP continuing to be in the constant combatant mode, centrifugal pressures in India will rise. Fractured relations between the center and the states and between the BJP and non-BJP ruled states is a sizable risk going forward.